11 years in this district and 3 years at Kickapoo Middle School. The concerns here at KMS are not new and not specific to Bristol Warren. It's not about politics or it's four sides. It is about our children, and that's why I'm here. Here's what I know. Anxiety, depression, behavior problems, ADHD, eating disorders are on the rise with more than 50% untreated. And most of these conditions coexist. As part of the Rhode Island Certified School Nurse Teacher Organization, I have heard and shared the same concerns across the state with my peers. There is an increased incidence at middle school level due to where they are developmentally. I see KMS administrators and staff doing their very best every day to assist the numerous children in distress or in crisis with the resources we have, but it is not enough. Often we lack the staff for the number of students needing help. These students at times walk out of the classroom, roaming the halls, hide in the bathrooms, go to the guidance office, the main office, or the nurse's office until someone is free to help them. Often they're escalating and it's getting worse by the minute. These sometimes unattended students may be a harm to themselves and others. Mentally, they are not in a good place, and it's a very unhealthy and unsafe situation. KMS students would greatly benefit from additional guidance staff, behavior specialists, and social workers to address the daily concerns of all our adolescent students at KMS. These students are in a very difficult stage of development and struggle with self-esteem and identity issues every day. I see students falling through the cracks that could benefit from the support of a guidance counselor or social worker, but we lack the manpower to assist them. KMS students would greatly benefit from having an alternative learning classroom for students not available to learn in a traditional classroom. Students struggling with mental health concerns due to trauma or other causes that cannot be left behind. They need a place where they can heal, learn, grow in a therapeutic way that works for them. Resources, services, positive interactions, and experiences will lead to positive self-esteem and developing their identity, making for success in high school and good choices along the way. The high school nurse has shared with me concerns about students not emotionally ready when they get there. School is a major part of a student's day, week, life. Anxiety, depression, behavior problems, and other mental health concerns don't take a day off. We must address all of the needs of our students. We care for students with diabetes, asthma, seizure disorders. Regardless of how many students have these disorders, and regardless of how often they have an exacerbation of their symptoms, mental health problems and exacerbations of their symptoms should not be any different. We can't leave these children behind. Increased staff and resources equals money. Unfortunately, the funding of public education and the future of America is a dysfunctional process that falls on the backs of our community members, requiring our elected officials to make difficult decisions. Don't let the increasing mental health needs and safety of our students become a victim of budget cuts. It needs to be at the top of our priority list. Thank you.